an interview with Dr. Roseanne Welch, author of Why the Monkeys Matter, on the Zilch Podcast, episode number 48. For more information, visit roseannewelch.com/monkeys.
You have just legitimated what I've been saying for years, which is that the Big Bang Theory is the monkeys of the 2000s.
It totally is, yeah. Except because of the way the rules of television, the censorship in television, the Big Bang Theory can be very funny, and I enjoy it a lot, but I also don't like the dismissive way it treats the women on the show.
Well, at least they get some attention, but...
yes, they have storylines built around them, but they're falling into the tropes of Penny is stupid, and... And, oh my gosh, what's her name? Bernice is tough and domineering. She's turning into Howard's mother, not his equal partner.
Yeah, I agree about how they've been writing Bernadette lately, yeah.
And that bothers me, whereas... when I looked at the monkeys, when I first thought of looking at them scholarly, I thought, well, clearly all the girls on the show must have been chicks they were trying to go to bed with, right? And I was just too young to notice.
Yeah, but it's not so. It was interesting. I helped Melanie Mitchell, our co-host, and she also wrote the book Monkey Magic.
Yeah, about the good.
Oh, she's going to love to hear that you said that, because she really respects a lot of the work you've done. She wrote an essay specifically on how women, the female roles within the show, and it's really quite diverse.
Oh, it's so diverse. And for me, because I have a whole chapter on feminism that I started this whole thing with. I did the chapter on the writers from that article, and you have to send chapters to a publishing company in order to get them to approve and, you know, put forth their effort toward your piece. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and I wrote a chapter on feminism, because as I studied it, exactly, I looked around waiting to see how often, and I knew they would never, quote-unquote, go to bed with a girl in a show because of the 60s.
Right.
But I thought that they would be trying to and not achieving. And when I went back and looked again, I thought, not only did they never look at women as sex objects alone, yes, they were cute girls, but they weren't ever merely that. They all had jobs. They all, in their own way, were feminists.
Huh.
Because every girl they ever met had a job. You know what? If she's a princess, she's a princess, okay? And that's a job.
That is a job.
And if you think about Royal Flush, which was written by Peter Myerson, who I think is a really fun guy to have met, she is a princess who has fallen in love with Davy, and rather than stay in America and give up her job, she goes back. And she doesn't do it because she thinks she, you know, will have more fun being a princess. She literally says it's her obligation and her duty to her people.
Mm-hmm.
That is so empowering and intelligent.
Right.
So just as you go through, there's a litany. I mean, even there's that hilarious, you know, 99-pound weakling episode with poor Mickey.
Yes.
And the girl in that is reading. And in the end, what she wanted was an intelligent man.
Yeah, she winds up walking off stage with the nerd in the final reel.
Exactly. So I found that really, really, I just didn't expect that to be true of my show. And so my theory, if you want to get all scholarly about it.
Go for it.
Is that in watching that program as children, what we learned by osmosis was that in order to get the love of one of these men who, you know, if you were a Mike girl or a Peter girl or Mickey or Davy, you didn't want to be a fluffy cheerleader with no substance. You wanted to be a girl who was about something.